Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
So we're going to look at media. What is media? How do we use it? How does it use us? Does it use us? And what should we do about it? I decided to spend 7 days without the media, and these are my initial thoughts, really. If I can add a whiteboard, and maybe do it that way. So, first of all, I say I found it rather difficult. Ken saying digital detox. Yeah, detox is a good word for it. I'm going to go into more detail, but I did have a break from my punishment for one evening. I forgot, and I watched TV for one evening for about half an hour, and I forgot I was doing the experiment, so it's not a very good excuse. So I think I have to say that I failed the experiment, because I didn't survive without the media. I couldn't avoid it. I just couldn't avoid it. But a lot of the media, I did avoid a lot of it. But I will explain more in a minute. For example, I had a problem at home because other people in my family weren't taking part in the experiment. And so I couldn't avoid it. If they were listening to the radio, watching TV, I was in the same room, so I had to just try not to look or look somewhere else, yeah, not to take notice of it. So Tammy's saying, since I was on vacation, I tried not to access the internet, watch TV or DVD, and even talk on the phone. But how was it, Tammy? How did you feel when you were doing that? How did you feel? I found that after a few days without any news from anywhere, like world news, I found that my head was a lot clearer and wasn't exactly empty, but it seemed a bit clearer head. That's true, honestly, I felt like that. But what I missed most of all was contact with friends, for example on Facebook. I really missed it. It was the hardest part of the experiment. But we can discuss whether Facebook is part of the media or not, or what is it exactly, because that's something we should discuss as well. Things that I missed the most was Facebook, then magazines, listening to the radio when I was on my own, you know, so that I didn't feel lonely. That was difficult. So, seemed very strange. But avoiding all the news was really good, and I felt positive about it. And even now, I haven't checked any news websites, so I've got no idea if anything has happened in the world, anything major. I don't think so, but so maybe that was a positive thing. Okay, so let's have a look at this. I've got a PowerPoint presentation today for you, and we're going to have a look at it. But don't forget, I want you to comment, and also I want you to come on the mic and give your opinion, because I've got a lot of opinions, as you should know, and so I want to hear someone else as well. Good. Welcome, Elma. So Susanna's saying it's quite boring without media. You know, by the end of the week, it was getting a bit boring. Not being able to watch TV or go online, check lots of websites, check Facebook, Twitter. Susanna's saying maybe 30 years ago it would be easier than today. Sraman's saying without internet I'm in a poor condition. So he uses the internet for 6 hours a day. Wow. But why? What are you doing for 6 hours? What are you doing? Certainly I think it was a good experiment to do, and I recommend it, trying even for a few days. Ken says he's addicted to social media. Okay, but should you be addicted to something like that? To anything, really? So, this is where we're going to start today. What is the media? So, my proposition was, can I survive for 7 days without the media? And so, first of all, we have to define it. What is the media? Yeah. Media is just a plural form of medium. But what is the media, this phrase? My definition, I've been thinking about it all week, of course. Yesterday I wrote this PowerPoint, so I've been thinking all week without the media to distract me. My definition, the media consists of various constantly updated streams or channels which contain news, information and entertainment, in particular that which is considered, usually for reasons of profit, to be the most important at the present time. So, kind of mixture of news, information, entertainment and advertising. So the media is a series of channels or streams. For example, a website isn't the media, but the internet is part of the media. So a website is something that is in the media. I was thinking like this at first, and by the end of the week I was getting more radical, and I thought, no, the media is just a shop window. So it's a big shop window. It's all about selling, all parts of the media. So I came up with a second definition. The primary purpose of the media is to make money by advertising products and services. So that's the first purpose of the media. Why it exists, for example. Byproducts of the media, or secondary functions, are information, like news, weather, research, information, you know, EnglishBanana.com might be included. Entertainment, for example, TV shows, music, films, and communication channels, so email, phone calls, and chat. So it's two things. First of all, it's marketing products, and secondly, the things that we like to use, for example, information, entertainment, and tools, communication. So, Nadia is agreeing with me now. Type in the box what you think, because maybe you have a different opinion to me. I started to think of the media as kind of two things, really, intertwined, two strands connected together like this, growing together, almost like this picture on the next page. So it's two things, it's advertising and it's things like entertainment, news, services. But it's all growing together, it's all mixed in together. For example, if you watch a TV program, you're going to watch part of the show and then adverts, maybe for 7-8 minutes, then the second part of the show, and then more adverts, or if you watch a film, the same. If you use the internet, you can see plenty of adverts. Yeah. So we have things that we want to get from the media, such as entertainment or services, but we also have to accept the what they want to give us, which is the advertising. Okay. And it's trying to get around this, because what we want, or what I want, is the things like the news, entertainment, services. I don't want the advertising, but how do we get around it, and how does it work? So Ken's talking about the BBC, and the BBC is an exception because they have they're paid for by the TV license. So everybody in the UK has to pay about £140 per year for the TV license. Yeah. Even if they don't watch BBC programmes, everybody has to pay. It's a kind of tax. And there are no adverts on the BBC. So we can't include them in this discussion. But it's good to mention that. It's good to mention it. Now, somebody here in Poland last week was telling me when they watch a film on TV, it's about 4 hours long because of all the ad breaks. And even if the film is 2.5 hours, the film should be 2.5 hours. The film is 4 hours because of all the breaks. There's so many ad breaks. Think about radio as well. If you listen to 1 hour of radio, you might listen to 15 minutes or 20 minutes of adverts. So we have to take the good with the bad. Yeah. Tammy says, I think it's too much. I'm guilty as well, because, I mean, my website is, you know, it's English Banana, and there are adverts there, and the adverts are helping to pay for the website. And it's a good question whether, without adverts, would there still be the website there? And that's a very hard question. So, to provide something useful like that, there needs to be some funding from somewhere. Okay. Good. Hello, Lubna. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah. So, all the different media streams, all with advertising, and we're sort of in the firing line. We are the consumers, yeah? And we are being targeted by the media. Okay. So I defined this, what is the media? And I decided that these different media streams, radio, television, cinema, this is the media. Newspapers, magazines, these are streams, channels of media. Internet, mobile devices, games consoles. So you connect your games console to the internet these days, don't you? And you can get plenty of advertising. Shop windows, when we walk past, street advertising, people who hand out leaflets in the street, junk mail straight to our door. In Olsztyn, where I work, if I walk from the bus station to the main shopping centre, I can be given maybe 8 or 10 different leaflets by different people. All by different people. There's a long queue of people waiting to give me these little leaflets, flyers, adverts. Maybe you have this as well in your country. Doesn't work because I put them all in the bin. I put them all in the bin straight away. Alken used to do this, yeah. But when I first moved to Poland, I just used to ignore these people, and I rudely walked past them and just, no, I don't want any leaflets. And look at them like, why are you giving me leaflets? Just move out of the way. You know, I'm ashamed if I say that, but it's true. And then somebody told me, one of my students told me, oh, you should always take the leaflets. You should take them. And I said, but why? And she said, oh, because the people giving them really depend on the money they're making. And, you know, they have to give them all out. They can't put them in the bin. And so if by taking them, you're helping this person who clearly doesn't have a lot of money. And now I'm trying to take them, you know, every time, because if that's true, it's better to try and help them than walk past them. But it's a funny way to make a living. Yeah. So these are things that I tried to avoid this week, the media streams, and I did quite well. I think I just watched TV once, I think. Street advertising is hard to avoid, isn't it? Public events as well, things like concerts, sporting events. We see a lot of sponsorship. Think about a football match, how many adverts you have to watch while the game is being played. So you're watching the game and you're still seeing Coca-Cola, Puma, Nike, BP, even while you're watching the footballers. So that's what I mean about the intertwined. It's mixed together. Advertising mixes with the thing that we're watching, that we want. So then I made a list. What is not the media? What is not the media? And this is maybe more positive list, because these are things that I choose to do without anyone telling me what to do, you know, what to buy. So communication, spending time with people by either by email, text, phone calls, normal conversation. I wanted to have more of this kind of communication and less things like Facebook and social networking. So communication is not media, but it's mixed in with the media streams. You know, email is part of the internet. I didn't avoid my email box for 1 week. I was checking it all the time. But email is different from something like Facebook or other sites which are updated. Things that you choose to do, you know, if you choose to listen to music, that's not media. But if you're given the music by the radio, is broadcast to you, then you're being given something from the media. The same watching a DVD is different from watching a film on TV. DVDs don't have any adverts, or you can avoid the adverts. Hobbies that I do, you know, gardening. Nobody can sell you anything when you're gardening, can they? Maybe we've found a missed opportunity. Dancing, said Sraman, yeah. Playing a musical instrument. These, you know, things that we used to do in 1970s and 80s, before the internet. Yeah. Reference material. I decided things online, like a dictionary website or a bus timetable, didn't really count as media, because it wasn't trying to sell anything. It was just information, purely information. And things which I buy, you know, if I need to buy something, like this week I bought a new rucksack for my to carry my books. Nobody told me, nobody influenced me. I just decided to buy it. I found one and I bought it. So this is something, this is a table maybe you could use if you're going to do this experiment. This is something to maybe print out. I'll make this PowerPoint available later. So this is how I got started thinking about the media stream, what is in the stream, and so forth. Let's take an example. If I can find it. Okay. So, for example, radio. What is there in radio? What is in this media stream? What is swimming in the stream? What do we get from radio? Type in the box if you can tell me that. What do we get? What is there? So, music, first of all. Usually the latest songs, ads. Of course, ads, adverts, mixed together. News. What else is in the radio stream? Yeah. So Sraman listens online, listens to songs. Jingles, that's Jabba, good Jabba. Jingles, the little short songs. Usually advertising things as well. So this is all in the stream, it's all mixed together. We might hear three or four songs and then adverts and then a news break and then jingles, our traffic report. So the things which we need, which are helpful, maybe like the traffic report or the music, which is entertainment, this is mixed together with the advertising. Unless you find a subscription radio station or BBC radio, for example, like Ken was saying. Weather information, good. So is this stream, is it on or off in your life? This is an example. So in my life, it's on because I listen to the radio often. I often listen. Oh, what happened here? So I often listen to radio, so it's on in my life. Tammy's saying it's off in her life. But how high, on what level is it? Is it high, low or medium? So how often do you listen, for example? For me it's a medium level. It's medium. I listen every day, but not all day. I don't listen all day. Some people listen to the radio all day and they hear the same adverts even 50 times or more. So this is like self-assessment form on your use of the media. So current use, how do you use it? For example, I listen at work when I'm waiting for students. I listen in the morning when I'm having breakfast to BBC. You know, it's something, it's nice, it's relaxing. Nadia listens when she's cooking. But hardly ever, so that means you're hardly ever cooking. So what do you eat? Jabir listens in the car, going to work. So think about when you use this stream, okay? And then think about what do you value. For example, when I'm at work on my own, I'm waiting for students, it's like company for me. I don't feel lonely, or so lonely. Yeah? The radio is like a friend, isn't it, sometimes? Yeah? It's there, it's in the background. What about dangers, potential dangers of the radio? Are there any? Anything negative? Distraction, maybe Jabir saying distraction. Okay, from what we should be doing. For me, the ads are annoying, the jingles are annoying, you know. Also, the news, I don't like to hear it, but in Poland it's different for me because I can't understand anyway what they're saying, so, yeah. Nadia's saying the aggressive tone of the DJs, okay, it's not pleasant. Also, sad news, you know, I hate listening to the news when it's something that is not relevant, like, you know, for example, somebody's been murdered or somebody's had an accident. I mean, it's very bad for them, but for me it's not relevant and I don't want to know about it because I can't do anything about it. It just makes you feel bad. Okay, Sraman, see you later. But then you get the music, and that's what you want to hear. So it goes back to the slide two, really. Everything connected together, intertwined. We can't avoid the negative parts. And then you have to write down here your results. So what was easy about it, what was difficult, and that will be different for everybody, won't it? So for example, radio was easy for the first few days. Was easy, it was like a novelty. I felt clear-headed, but after a few days more I felt, oh, it's just silly, just switch on the radio. Yeah, so it was difficult. I missed, for example, listening to the radio in the morning. I listened to a particular DJ in the morning, Chris Moyles. It's not everybody's favourite DJ, but oh, he's good, he's good, he's entertaining, so I missed that. Yeah. So the point is, you could make this table and you could do the same for each part of the media here. Look, we've got radio, television, cinema, newspapers, magazines. Or encourage your students to think about it. Maybe they want to give up just one part of the media, one media stream. Maybe give up television for a whole week, or just give up magazines, or internet. It's maybe more difficult to give up, but even give up one website, you know, Twitter for 1 week, just to see what it's like. Jaber saying, I think it's hard, but it's interesting to see, isn't it? We didn't have this a few years ago, now we have it, but we still managed without it. When I was doing this experiment, it reminded me very much of the year 2001 or 2002, before the social networking, before Web 2.0. It was very like that, just email, without all the news and entertainment or videos, you know, online. It was very like that. I got this flashbacks to when I used to have AOL, and it was just log on to check your email and then log off because it was dial-up. Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. So it was nostalgic. It happened recently, that Ken's saying, but it feels old. Yeah, but it feels like a lifetime ago. But before that, before the internet, we just had the phone and that was it. We didn't have anything else, any way of connecting together. So you'll be pleased to know we're not going to do all these here. But just think about it. You could choose to do this for yourself or for your students. For example, games consoles. It doesn't bother me. My use is off. I don't use because I don't have Wi-Fi connection. If I have a console, it's just plugged into the wall. It's not connected to anything. So there are no adverts. Junk mail as well, I just throw in the bin. Yeah. Tammy's saying, I think the benefit of leaving the media for a period of time is that you have time for yourself. I agree. I think it was a good experiment and something I should do regularly, not every week, but from time to time, just have a break from this much advertising. So, things to discuss here. How many of these streams are switched on in your life? Have you got all of them switched on? To what extent? Low, medium, or high? If you've got all these media streams switched on at a high level, then, you know, what are you doing? How much advertising, marketing is coming into your system, if you like? Is it a positive thing? Is it? Maybe you know somebody like that who's absolutely plugged in to the media. What is swimming in the media streams? You know, we talked about advertising, marketing for products, news, entertainment, sport. But just think, without the marketing and advertising, how many of the media streams would even exist? Would they exist? Would Facebook exist without the advertising revenue? It's a good question to ask. Would the internet exist if there was no revenue for anybody? What about this question? Do you think the aim of these media streams is to make you feel dissatisfied with yourself or with your life so that you buy more things? Does anybody agree or disagree with this? So, you know, you're either too fat or you're too thin, your clothes are old-fashioned, your console is old, you know, you've got PlayStation 2, not the latest one, your music is old-fashioned. Robert agrees with that. We watch so many shows telling us about the latest things. The latest. But what about the things that we already have, you know? Yeah. What about, computers, for example, mobile phones. A good example is the iPod. This week I noticed they've launched a new iPod. I just heard about it by accident. I didn't find out anything else about it. So, it's good, but that means my iPod, the one I have, is now two generations old. It's 2 years old, and there have been two more versions. So, what should I buy a new one? But mine works really well, it's fine. But now I see a new one with new features, and maybe I need to have that. I must have it. I feel like, because I am aware of it, Nadia, I don't feel unhappy, but I feel like a bit annoyed because my product is really good. It works well. But they've already made it not obsolete, but it's now it looks old-fashioned, and it looks like something from the Stone Age, because the new one is so much better, right? but they're relying on people buying new things who don't really need the new things. Yeah. And computers, the same technology as well. And thanks to the internet, we can now buy a single device, like a tablet or a smartphone or something, that can open all of the media streams at once. So radio, television, internet, films, music, all on one product. And so this is really the dream for the marketing person or marketeer. Marketing person to have a single device that can sell all these things or through all these channels. Yeah. So Ken's using a mobile which he bought, Stone Age mobile, 5 years ago. Wow, I bet people just point at you and stare in the street. Yeah. They can't believe it. Yeah, but if it works, you don't need to buy a new one, right? You don't need to. But of course, there's pressure that you should buy. You should buy it. And where do we get the pressure from? All the media streams. So that is here. All these places can are putting the pressure on you. New iPod. Everywhere I go, I might see this. I think it's difficult for people, and especially young people, teenagers. Yeah, Nadia's saying, I don't care what my devices look like, modern or old. And Ken's saying peer pressure. So yeah, we experience it, peer pressure. I worry about this computer, which I'm using now, because I bought it 3.5 years ago. I think, should I buy a new one next year? But why? Well, because it's 4 years old, and so... But it's fine. Okay, so let's go through this a bit more quickly. Then we can look at pros and cons of the media, so the old faithful exercise, advantages and disadvantages. So type in the box for me, what are some of the pros of the media, some of the advantages. Now you can let me know your opinions. So Tammy likes to buy different things, unique things. So not follow the crowd. Yeah. Good. I've got a group of individuals in this class, I think. Individuals. Or individualists. What about things, pros of the media? Because we can't say the media is bad. We can't just say that, can we? I don't want to be extremist and say that. So Jabez saying they broaden our horizon and knowledge. So let's say the new knowledge. If you watch a film about sharks, you know, you're getting information, useful information. So be up to date. So learn about the latest things. Okay, online education. This is part of the internet stream, media stream. That Nadia is saying. What else? Advantages. Something positive. Anything else? What about when you're connected with your friends on something like Facebook or Twitter? How do you feel? Do you feel in some way different, or are you completely numb? I mean, what? I know that I feel more connected with people, with friends, for example, thanks to this. But the problem with Facebook is that there is a lot of marketing, and we don't know who's looking at our profile or who's sharing our information. Maybe this is a con of the media, pros and cons. So to make friends, Nadia's saying. What about the downside of the media, for example? So we've got information, educational things, that's really positive. What about other media? Think about old media like newspapers, magazines, television. What is negative about them? So maybe Tammy's saying false information. What about TV when you find you've been watching it for 2 hours and you haven't done anything and you've still got all lots of jobs to do? Yeah. Can I say waste of time? Manipulating people, says Ken. No, they're telling you what to do, what to buy. You must have this phone, you must have this type of breakfast cereal. If you're anybody, you know, you need to have this. Tammy's saying destroying time and health. And waste money, yeah. So you could make a similar list if you're following this, doing this with students, or just on your own, you could do it. Pros and cons. We can't say everything is negative, but let's be aware of the media. What is the aim of the media? In my opinion, to sell products. And then it gives us some things that we like as well, like some entertainment or communication or news, sport. So it kind of sweetens the pill, if you like, but the main priority is to sell things. But maybe you have a different opinion. Yeah, we've seen some positive things as well here. Okay. So I made a longer list here, pros and cons of the media, that we could look at another time. It's very similar to what we looked at. We get the positive benefits of things like email communication, mobile phones, entertainment, sport, but we also have to take the advertising with that comes with it. And there's something here for discussion as well. If you have a group of students, you could use this for discussion. For example, the cons. The media brings the market into our homes and personal space like never before. In the past, the market was outside the home. The market was out there somewhere. Yeah. Thanks to the media, we can now carry the market with us in our pockets. We can buy something wherever we go, if we have a particular phone. Yeah. How did it get so close to us, the market? You know, after this lesson, I can, without moving from my seat, I can go onto Amazon and buy some DVDs. I can if I want to. But should I? Then should I be able to? The market is here in my house. Is the shops are here. They're always here around us. Is that positive? So for some people it's a positive thing. But then we spend money that we don't have buying products we don't need. Yeah. We waste our money sometimes. But Pryor's saying because of the media we're online now. So that's what I mean. It's connected. The good and bad are connected together, so the things that we want to get are inseparable from the products, from the selling. We can't avoid it. Nadia is saying, media makes people lose some important abilities, for example, thinking abilities. Mm-hmm. especially, you know, if it's late at night and you're feeling down about something, you might go online and buy a new dress or a new jacket or a new CD, music from iTunes, things that you don't really need, but you just think, oh, I want to feel better. Yeah, the market is here now. It's all around us. Or maybe you don't have a mobile phone connected to the internet, or maybe you don't have internet at home. Yeah. Ken's saying things have advantages and disadvantages. That's, we have to take the good with the bad. You know, I missed out on some positive things this week, but on the other hand, I felt, especially in the early part of the week, quite clear-headed, clear-minded. And I was thinking, well, maybe I should just cancel my Facebook account. Okay. But I haven't done it yet. So then there's another part here, which is about the media junkies. So people who are obsessed with media, against versus the media realist. So I'm going to put this online. I'll put it on the WizIQ page for download. And we've got a long list of things comparing the two kinds of people. So, for example, media junkies have an insatiable appetite for new and the latest, whereas a realist enjoys what they already have. Yeah. So new clothes, new shoes every week, or enjoy what you have already. New music, new CDs, the latest album, or listen to one of the hundreds of CDs that you already have. Yeah. Or the media junkies, passive consumers, tend to be passive consumers, while media realists tend to be active doers, actively making choices. Junkie is another word for addict, so it's kind of slang word for addict. So a junkie might be a drug addict is a junkie, but it's slang word, English slang, but it is a phrase. Media junkies, people who are connected all the time to media and getting this all the time in their face. So Brian is asking, do you think there are more media junkies than media realists? I think these are two extremes, Prior. So on one hand, it's very extreme to be a media junkie. On the other hand, it's a media realist. It's the opposite end of the scale or the spectrum. So most people are probably in the middle, but it's just something to think about. Where are you on this scale, if they are either end of a scale? So let's finish now, I think. A few conclusions here. And of course, don't forget, this is my opinion, so you might have a different opinion about the media. My opinion may be rather cynical in your eyes. But this is what I think about it, and the most important points are perhaps understand the function of the media. So the media is not there just to give you entertainment, news and sport. It's there to sell a lot of products, a lot of products and services. Yeah. So that's maybe first thing to recognize. Has advantages and disadvantages. Be selective. You know, take and use what is valuable to you. Avoid marketing, advertising that you don't need, for example. And I think, yes, too much exposure can be harmful. take regular breaks from the media. Go for a walk in the countryside where there are no shops. Maybe you do that already. I feel sad when it's our, you know, it's our day off as a family, and then the best idea is let's go shopping. You know, but walk in a field, you won't see any billboards. Don't share too much personal information. Control what you share. Yeah. Think about, are you communicating, like in Facebook, for example, or any sort of communication online? Are you on a public channel or private channel? You know, can anybody else see or hear what you're doing, what you're typing? And know that the media doesn't always want what's best for you. The media is not our favorite uncle, you know, just handing out sweets. The media is there to sell stuff. So make your own choices. Use the media, but don't let it use you. That was my conclusion. And of course, don't just switch off all media channels like I did, because it's too extreme. But we need to use the media for what is positive for us. So Tammy is saying, for example, I use media for education, learning or teaching. Exactly, and when you've done that, switch off the internet or switch off the TV. Ken saying media is just a tool, how to use it is up to us. Good. Yeah, but sometimes we can get overloaded by media messages. Yeah, and it's a powerful tool, that's for sure. Good. This lesson really came out of nowhere, and I wasn't planning to do this experiment or even talk about the media like this when I started this topic of media, because I was thinking, you know, media is quite a positive thing. But the more I thought about it, I started to change my mind. Yeah. So and maybe see that it was it's more about being a shop window than anything else. So Laura is saying, on the other hand, advertisement allows many products to be free for users. Okay, so some people enjoy looking at adverts or reading them. Yeah, find out about new products. But how much of the advertising is just making you feel dissatisfied with what you've got, and therefore you need to spend money to feel better? Just an idea. And Tammy's saying she has reasonable balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm guilty as well. On my website, of course, there's adverts, but without the ads, then I don't know whether it would even be online these days. So, and maybe that's true for a lot of media streams. Nadia's saying, there's an English saying, we are not so rich to buy cheap or free things. Mm-hmm. So, we have to think about that one.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talk A Lot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.